In our last presentation, I will start it with a question.
Liber šajā prezentācijā es sāku jautājumu.
And it's going to be a very, very thought-provoking question.
Tad būs tāds izaicinošs jautājums.
So I would ask you to buckle your belts for the question.
Tā, tagad pievelkat jostas uz jautājumiem.
We are a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Mēs esam septītās dienas adventistu baznīca.
While the subject of our discussion is very huge, I will still sum it up.
Kaut arī mūsu aplūkojamā tēma ļoti liela, es to tomēr sumēšu.
With this introduction.
Ar šo ievadu.
We were in the island of Patmos.
Mēs bijām Patmos salā.
With Dr. Jan Paulsen.
Kopā ar Dr. Jan Paulsen.
In the year 2001.
2001. Gadā.
Then he asked us a question.
Un tad viņš uzdeva mums jautājumu.
We were a group of leaders.
Mēs bijām vadītāja grupa.
He said to us.
Viņš teica.
Why do we as a Seventh-day Adventist church invite believers of other faiths to join the Seventh-day Adventist church?
Kāpēc mēs septītās dienas adventisti uzlūdzam citus citu konfesiju pārstāvjus pievienoties mums septītās dienas adventistiem?
I will restate the question to make sure you hear and understand it.
Es vēlos to atkārtot, lai jūs to dzirdat un saprotat.
He asked us the question.
Viņš uzdev mums jautājumu.
Why do we?
Kāpēc mēs?
As a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Kāpēc kā septītās dienas adventistu baznīca?
Invite people from other churches.
Uzaicinām cilvēkus no citām baznīcām.
The Baptists.
Baptistus.
The Catholics.
Katoļus.
The Anglicans.
Anglikāņus.
Name the list. Complete the list, all of them.
Un jūs varat turpināt tālāk šo sarakstu.
Why do we invite them to join the Seventh-day Adventist church?
Kāpēc mēs jūs uzaicinām uz septītās dienas adventistu baznīcu?
So we began a discussion.
Mēs sākām diskusiju.
At the end of the discussion,
diskusijas beigās,
he said something I have never forgotten.
Viņš pateica kaut ko tādu, ko es nekad neesmu aizmirsis.
He said to us,
teica,
we invite people from other denominations.
Mēs uzaicinām cilvēkus no citām denominācijām.
To join the Seventh-day Adventist church.
Pievienoties septītās dienas adventistu baznīcai.
Because
jo
we believe.
Jo mēs ticam.
We have something important to offer to them.
Ka mums ir kaut kas, ko piedāvāt viņiem.
Then he concluded.
Un tad viņš secināja. Noslēdz.
That if we don't have anything to offer to them,
ja mums nekā nebūtu viņam ko piedāvāt,
we should not invite them.
Mums viņus nav ko aicināt.
Very briefly.
Ļoti īsi.
Why did God raise the Seventh-day Adventist movement?
Kāpēc Dievs izsauca esamībā septītās dienas adventistu kustību?
And ask this movement to be an agent.
Un aicināt šo kustību būt pārstāvi.
Of his grace.
Savā žēlstības pārstāvi.
When we in the 1800s
1800. Gados
decided to form the Seventh-day Adventist church,
kad mēs izlēmām 1800. Gados dibināt adventistu baznīcu,
in spite of the fact that we had other churches we could have remained in,
neskatoties to, ka bija daudz citas baznīcas, kurās mēs varējām palikt.
If we have to be very frank and up straight,
ja mēs esam tādi godīgi un,
It's because of the additional Bible truths that we have embraced that the scripture teaches.
Tas ir papildus šīm Bībeles patiesībām, kuras mēs esam atraduši, ko Bībele māca.
What is that additional truth?
Kas ir šīs papildus patiesības?
The truth is, there are many churches that teach Christ.
Patiesība tā, ka daudz baznīcas sludina Kristu.
The truth is, there are many churches that teach many of the things that we teach.
Daudz baznīcas māca daudz lietas, ko mēs mācam.
When I was a Catholic,
kad es biju katolis,
as I told you,
kā es jums jau teicu,
the reason I chose to become an Adventist,
iemesls, kāpēc es izlēmu būt par Adventistu,
is because the Adventist church offered me something over and above what I had.
Ka Adventist baznīca man piedāvāja daudz ko vairāk un pār par to, kas man jau bija.
Maybe the one thing the Adventist church offered me is they offered me the opportunity to study the entire Bible and put to practice the entire teachings of Scripture.
Pirmā lieta, tā kā Adventist baznīca man tev iespēja lasīt, pētīt visus rakstus un arī pēc tam likt to praksē dzīvē īstenot.
That includes Christ Jesus as my Savior.
Tas ieskaita Jēzus Kristu kā manu glābēju.
The understanding of the power in Jesus that transforms me.
Šo spēks, kas ir Jēzu Kristu, kas pārveido man.
The appropriation of the power of Jesus that enables me to keep his commandments.
Jēzus spēks saņemšana, lai varētu turēt viņa baušļus.
And one of those beautiful, beautiful commandments
un viena no šiem brīnišķīgajiem baušļiem
that we as a church have strongly and offer to the world church, to the world as a whole.
Ko mēs varam piedāvāt cilvēkiem no pasaulē.
Is the beauty that God is the creator.
Ir tas, ka Dievs ir radītājs.
It's the fact that God as creator, in his act of creation, gave us a day of rest that is a memorial day that reminds us that this world did not evolve. This world was created.
Un kad Dievs deva mums, ka viņš radīja šo pasauli, un viņš deva kā piemineklis šo dienu, kura atgādina ka mums, ka šī pasaule nav cēlusies, pati no sevis, bet ka tā ir radīta.
And so when we share the Sabbath truth,
un ka mēs dalīmies šie sabata patiesībā,
when we share the sanctuary doctrine,
ka mēs dalīmies svētnīcas doktrīnā,
we share it as a sharing to the rest of the world what the Bible teaches as a package of a lifestyle in Christ Jesus.
Un mēs varam līdzēt pasaulē tu visu kopumu, ko Bībele māc par dzīvesveidu, kāds tas ir Jēzu Kristu.
Can you imagine?
Vai varat iedomāties?
I'm about to drop a bombshell.
Tev vajadzētu kā bumbu mēs.
Can you imagine?
Varat iedomāties?
If we did not believe that God is creator.
Ka mēs neticētu, ka Dievs ir radītājs.
What would that leave us with?
Ar ko tas mums, ko tas mums atstāt?
If God is not creator,
ja Dievs nav radītājs,
God would then not perform miracles.
Dievs tad nevarētu darīt nevienu brīnumu.
Because the very act of creating a world is a miracle.
Jo pats pasaules radīšanas process, tas notikums ir brīnums.
And so we as a church,
un mēs kā baznīca,
praise God for the gift of salvation.
Slava Dievam par pestīšanu.
We thank God for Jesus.
Mēs pateicamies Dievam par Jēzu.
We thank God for what he has told us that he is our creator.
Mēs pateicamies Dievam par to, ka viņš ir radītājs.
That's why when the Sabbath comes,
tāpēc, kad nāk sabats,
and when we worship him on the Sabbath,
un kad mēs pielūdzam viņu sabatā,
it reminds us of the God we worship, the creator God.
Tas atgādina mums par Dievu, kuru mēs pielūdzam, radītāju.
Now, I go back to the subject we just ended with.
Es došos atpakaļ pie tēmas, par kuru mēs nopat beidzām.
The subject of continuing to take the biblical truth to the world for salvation.
Nest Bībeles vēsti par pestīšanu pasaulē.
And that biblical truth includes the beautiful truth that teaches that God is the creator and that's why he gave us the beautiful Sabbath.
Un šī Bībeles vēsti patiesībā iekļauj arī vēsti par par radīšanu un tas iekļauj arī sabatu.
I go back now to the same subject.
Un es dodos atpakaļ pie šīs pašas tēmas.
How can we help many know the truth of salvation?
Kā mēs varam pasludināt daudziem šo atziņu par pestīšanu?
May I share with you briefly?
Vai es ar jums varu īsumā dalīties?
What I have on the screen as the power of numbers.
Te uz ekrāna tātad rakstīts skaitļu spēks.
The power of numbers.
Tātad skaitļu spēks.
Very quickly, I will not go through every verse by verse.
Ļoti ātri es te neiešu cauri katram pantam.
Instead, I will go to the text in Exodus chapter 18.
Tā vietā es došos uz otro Mozes grāmatu, 18. Nodaļu.
And we won't read it. You can go ahead and take the verse.
Es šeit nelasīšu, te jūs redzat uz ekrānu to.
But this verse simply says, Moses one day was managing work alone.
Var sakot, tur ir teikts, ka kādu dienu Mozes viens pats uzraudzīja visu to darbu.
Until his father-in-law asked him, why do you alone do the work?
Un sievas tevs noskatījās visu, ko Mozes tautai darīja, un sacīja, kas tas ir, ko tu dari tautai viens pats?
Then his father-in-law gave him counsel.
Un tad sievas tevs viņam deva padomu.
From verse 17 to 20.
No 17. Līdz 20. Pantam.
That what you are doing is not good.
Tā nav labi, kā tu to dari.
You and these people who come to you will only wear themselves out.
Tu gurti un pagursi un tevi ļauts, kas pie tevis.
The work is too heavy for you.
Jo pārāk grūts tevi šis pienākums.
You cannot handle it alone.
Tu nespēsi to izpildīt viens pats.
Then he gave him the counsel to appoint them officials over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, over tens.
Un tad viņš deva viņam padomu nozīmēt tāds, kas būs par tūkstoti, par simtiem, par 50 un par desmitiem.
Let me apply the point I'm trying to make.
Un tagad es centīšos paskaidrot, ko es vēlos šeit pateikt ar to.
Who is responsible to bring people into the truth?
Kurš ir atbildīgs pievest cilvēks pie patiesības?
Is it the pastor?
Vai tas ir mācītājs?
Or is it the entire church together?
Vai visa draudze kopumā?
I don't answer.
Vēl neatbildot.
Think about it.
Domāj.
Who is accounted by God to be the one who should be reaching out the world with the truth of scripture? Is it the pastor or is it the entire church?
Vai mācītājiem vai visai draudzei ir jārunā, jāsludina pasaulē pestīšanas acīm?
May I submit to you that if we left the work of soul winning to the pastors alone, we will not do what God wants us to be doing.
Ja mēs atstāsim sludināšanas, liecināšanas darbu mācītājiem, tad mēs neizpildīsim to, ko Dievs vēlas, lai mēs darītu.
The work of soul winning is a work for every church member.
Liecinājumu mantošana ir katra draudzes locekļa darbs.
It is not a work for pastors only.
Tas nav tikai mācītāju darbs.
Somebody would say, well, are pastors not the ones who are paid?
Un kāds var teikt, nu mācītājiem maksā algu.
I thought they are paid to do that.
Man šķiet, ka viņiem maksā, lai to darīt.
No!
Nē.
I'll read to you a statement from the spirit of prophecy.
Un šeit es jums vēlētos citēt kādu rakstvietu no Pravešgara.
Watchman February 2019 all 8.
1908. Gada 20. Februāra Watchman izdevums.
Ministers,
kalpotāji.
Do not think you have met all your responsibilities when you deliver a long sermon in the church.
Nedomājiet, ka jūs esat izpildījuši visus pienākumus, kad jūs esat sludinājuši garu svētrunu draudzē.
It is your duty to train young men and women to do work for the master.
Jūsu pienākums ir apmācīt jaunus vīriešus un sievietes darīt strādāt priekš kunga.
The Lord calls you to put forth all your ingenuity that every church member become a working member.
Kungs aicina jums izmantot visu izdomu, lai ik viens draudzes loceklis kļūtu par strādnieku Dieva drobā.
Even the children should be encouraged to work.
Pat bērniem ir ieteikts strādāt.
The children, the youth, those of middle ages should be taught to labor in missionary lines.
Bērniem, jaunatne un vidējos gados visi tiek visiem jāmācās strādāt misionāru rindās.
Fellow church members and fellow pastors.
Un līdzstrādnieki.
One of the reasons why the church today will continue to struggle to grow is because the work of soul winning is left to those who are paid.
Kāpēc draudze turpinās buksēt izaugsmē? Tas, ka dvēseļu mantošana tiek atstāta uz to pleciem, kuriem maksā algu.
Every church member
katram draudzes loceklim
must work for the master.
Ir jāstrādā priekš kunga.
The pastor must be a trainer.
Mācītājam jābūt kā padomdevējam, kā palīgam, kas nu, apmāca.
Let me share with you a story.
Un es jūs pastāstīšu kādu stāstu.
It's a story about 300 people.
Stāsts uz pa 300 cilvēkiem.
I call them Gideonites.
Es viņus saucu par Gideoniešiem.
Remember, I'm just illustrating this point using this story.
Atceries, tikai mēģinu ilustrēt šo stāstu.
Every year,
katru gadu,
I go to conduct a soul winning event every year.
Katru gadu es dodos uz kādu dvēseļu mantošanas pasākumu.
I've done this for over 10 years now.
Es esmu jau 10 gadus katru gadu to darīs.
This year I'm going to conduct two.
Šogad es vadīšu divus tādus pasākumus.
One in Zambia, another one in France.
Vien Zambijā, otru Francijā.
One of the things that I discovered.
Viena lieta, ko es atklāju.
When I would go for a meeting.
Kas dodas sanāksmē.
Is that Adventists came to sit first, even before visitors came.
Ka Adventisti atnāca jau apsēsties pirmie, pirms pat viesi ieradās.
And then they all listened to the preacher.
Un kad viņi visi klausās sludinātāju.
Making the preacher the center of soul winning.
Padarot tādā veidā šo sludinātāju par centru dvēseļu mantošanā.
I decided to change that.
Un es nolēmu to mainīt.
And follow the counsel of scripture.
Sekojot rakstu padomam.
What is the counsel of scripture?
Un kāds tad ir rakstu padomam?
The counsel of scripture in Luke chapter 10 told us, ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth many workers in the harvest field.
Lūkas 10. Nodaļā tātad padoms bijas lūgt pļaujas kungu, lai viņš sūta vēl daudz pļāvējas tīrumā.
The harvest is plentiful.
Tātad ražas ir daudz.
Pastors cannot finish the work.
Un mācītāji nevar paši pabeigt to darbu.
The harvest is huge.
Raža ir pārāk liela.
Ask for more reapers.
Tātad jāaicina vēl cilvēki.
So here is the idea that I decided to use following this counsel.
Un tad man radās ideja sakot šim padomam.
You remember the story of Gideon?
Atceries stāstu par Gideonu.
How he started with 32,000 people?
Kā viņš sāka 2000 cilvēkiem?
Until they were reduced to 300 people.
Līdz beidzot tas tik samazināts līdz 200 cilvēkiem.
So each time I have gone to conduct a soul winning event, I have not done it alone. I have done it after I trained 300 people.
Es nekad neesmu devies uz veseliem mantošanu vietas, es esmu pirms apmācījis 300 cilvēkus.
So I will share with you one such event that happened 2 years ago. I went to this place. It's in Africa. I went there and I asked the church, like you are here. I said, how many of you want to be agents of the kingdom by participating in soul winning?
Cik no jums vēlas būt par valstības dalībniekiem piedaloties veseliem mantošanā?
Many said, no, pastor, I can't preach.
Daudz teica, nē, mācītāji, es nevaru.
Then I said, I'm not asking you to preach.
Es neprasu tev sludināt.
There are only three criterias.
Ir tikai trīs kritērija.
Number one, if you have a friend who's not an Adventist.
Ja tev ir draugs, kas nav Adventist.
So I asked them, does anyone here have a friend who's not an Adventist?
Tad varu uzdot jautājumu, pirmkārt, vai jums ir kāds draugs?
They all raised their hands.
Visi pacēla roku.
Said, then that's criteria number one.
Tas ir pirmais kriterijs.
Then I said, criteria number two.
Otrais.
You must be able to deliver an envelope to that friend.
Jums jāvar aiznest šim draugam konvertiņš.
Just deliver an envelope.
Tik aiznes aploksnīt.
I said, how many of you can do that?
Cik no jums var to izdarīt?
They all raised their hands.
Visi pacēla rokas.
I said, then you qualify.
Tad jūs esat derīgi.
Then I said, criteria number three.
Trešais kriterijs.
That you can pray in the morning.
Ka jūs no rīta varat lūgt.
I said, how many of you can do that?
Cik no jums to var izdarīt?
They all raised their hands.
Visi pacēla rokas.
I said, then you qualify.
Tad jūs esat derīgi.
They thought I was joking. I told them, that's all you will do. And then they stood up. Said, okay, pastor, we will. So instead of me, the preacher, being at the center of witnessing for God,
kas liecina par Dievu.
I transferred it to these people.
Es to pārcēlšu šiem cilvēkiem.
I was looking for 300 people, but I think I had something like 168.
Es domāju, būs 300, bet ap 160 bija.
So this is how the group looked like.
Un tā šī grupa izskatījās.
It was a group of about 160 something.
Apmēram 160 cilvēki.
And then I called them to a meeting.
Un tad es viņus aicināju sanāksmi.
That was me there.
Tad pusdienas laiks.
Then we put, these are lessons we put in one envelope.
Un tad šīs Bible stones mēs ielikām konvertā.
Each of those heaps has 26 lessons.
Katrā no šiem kauzītiem 26 Bible stones.
We put them in envelopes.
Mēs ielikām konvertos.
We had 168 envelopes. So I told the 168. I said, exercise number one. Give me a name of a non-Adventist. But who's your friend? So they agreed. They each picked an envelope.
Katrs paņēma konvertu
and wrote the name of the person on that envelope.
Un uzrakstīja tā cilvēku vārdu uz konvertu.
Then We copied all the names,
168,
on one list.
Vienā sarakstā.
And we put that list in church. We put the list in church.
Un tad vienu novietojam draudzē šo sarakstu.
Each one took the envelope.
Katrs paņēma konvertu.
Then I told them, I said you can pray.
Un es viņam atgādināju, tu teici, ka tu vari lūgt.
So we'll be meeting in the morning for prayers.
Un tā mēs no rīta sapulcējamies, lai lūgtu.
So we began meeting every day for prayers.
Un tā mēs katru dienu sapulcējamies, lai lūgtu.
And if they couldn't come for prayers to the church, they still prayed where they were.
Un ja viņi nevarēja atnākt uz draudzi lūgt, tad viņi lūdza tur, kur viņi bija.
What were they praying for?
Par ko viņi lūdza?
They were praying for those 168 names.
Lūdzu par šiem 168 vārdiem.
Let's stop for a moment.
Uz mirkli šeit apstāsimies.
And remember what we learned in the previous lesson.
Un atcerēsimies, ko mēs iemācījāmies iepriekšējā reizē.
When you start witnessing,
kad mēs sākam liecināt,
the power of the Holy Spirit starts working through you.
Svētā gara spēks sāk darboties caur jums.
Jesus is with you.
Jēzus ir ar jums.
The angels start working with you.
Dieva eņģeļi sāk ar jums darboties.
So, we told these members.
Mēs mācījām šiem draugs locekļiem.
Pray that God will send, if possible, angels to those people you are going to deliver the lessons to.
Lūdziet, lai Dievs iespējams sūta savus eņģeļus pie tiem cilvēkiem, kuriem jūs nesīsiet šīs Bībeles.
Now, remember, the people who close the doors on you are strangers.
Cilvēki, kas aizvēra jūs priekšā durvis, ir svešinieki.
A friend of yours will not refuse an envelope.
Jūsu draugs nenoraidīs aploksni.
The best a friend may do is say, I don't want to read this.
Tātad sliktākais, ko draugs var teikt, izdarīt, ir, viņš teiks, no, es negribu to lasīt.
But he's not going to slam the door on you, he's a friend.
Bet viņš neaiztiekīs tā tagad priekšā durvis, viņš tās...
But you can say to him,
bet vari teikt viņam,
why are you scared of reading?
Kāpēc tev bail no lasīšanas?
Just read.
Vienkārši izlasi.
They are your friend.
Viņš ir tās draugs.
You can at least talk to them.
Tik daudz jau jūs varat viņiem pat.
So the only thing these people are going to do is to deliver the lessons.
Un tad šie cilvēki nogādā šīs Bībeles.
But remember,
atcerieties,
God is working with us.
Dievs darbojas ar
mums. The Holy Spirit is influencing those people.
Arī Svētais Gars iespēja šos
cilvēkus. The angels of God are on our side.
Arī Dieva eņģeļi mūs pusē.
Here is what happened.
Un lūk, kas notika.
A story of this lady.
Šī sieviete stāst.
This lady who is in blue and white.
Šī sieviete, kas ir ģērta baltā zilu.
Was the Adventist.
Bija adventiste.
She had come and she's one of those who picked up the envelope.
Viņa bija viena no tām, kas paņēma konvertu.
And this was her friend who was not an Adventist.
Un te pa labi ir viņas draudzene, kur nebija Adventist.
So she took the lesson to this friend.
Viņa aiznesa šis mācību vielu draudzenei.
I have a question for you.
Man ir tev jautājums.
Where was I? Where was I?
Kur bija?
As the preacher.
Kur šeit bija es kā mācītājs?
I am not yet in the picture.
Es vēl ar vienu neesmu šajā ainā.
I have not even begun preaching.
Es neesmu pat sludināt sācis.
This is going on before I start preaching.
Tas jau notiek pirms es sāku sludināt.
They have taken the lessons to their friends.
Viņi ir paņēmuši Bībeles stundas draugiem.
Before our meeting started.
Pirms mūsu sanāksmes sākas.
Do you know what happened?
Jūs zināt, kas notika?
One month before our meeting.
Mēnesis pirms mūsu sanāksmēm.
The government cancelled our meeting.
Valdība atcēla mūsu sanāksmes.
Because our meeting fell on the days when they were having political elections.
Jo mūsu sanāksmes iekārtējās dienās, kad bija politiskās vēlēšanas.
But you know what these people said?
Ziniet, ko šie cilvēki darīja?
They said to me, Pastor,
teicu, mācītāji,
it's okay even if they cancel the meeting.
Saka, visi kārtība, pat ja viņi atcēla šīs sanāksmes.
Because you don't have to preach.
Jo tev jau nav jāsludina.
We are already giving the lessons.
Mēs jau pasniedzam Bībeles stundas.
So, I was not going to preach.
Un tā es nesludināju neko.
But they said they will continue.
Bet viņi teica, ka viņi turpinās.
They continued doing this.
Viņi turpināja to darīt.
And let me tell you something.
Un atļaujiet man pateikt to, ka
one day this lady was invited by that lady.
Kad šo sievieti ielūdz draudzene,
her friend
draudzene,
said, I have questions from the lessons you gave me.
Man ir jautājumi par to, par tām Bībeles stundām, kuras piedevi.
I would like you to come and answer them.
Es vēlos, lai tu atnāci un pastāstītu.
That lady said, I was so scared.
Viņa teica, es biju tik nobijusies.
Because I had never answered Bible questions.
Jo es nekad neesmu atbildējis uz Bībeles stundu jautājumiem.
She says, I was literally scared, Pastor.
Es biju burtiski pārbijusies.
But then she said,
bet tad viņa teica,
I decided myself to read the lessons.
Es nolēmu pati izlasīt šīs Bībeles stundas.
She said, the more I read the lessons myself,
un jo vairāk es lasīju šīs Bībeles stundas pati,
the more I began understanding the Bible.
Jo labāk es sāku saprast Bībeli.
So she said, I decided I will go and answer her questions.
Un tad es nolēmu iet un atbildēt uz šiem jautājumiem.
So she said, I went to her house.
Un es devos uz viņas māju.
When I knocked,
kad es pieklāvēju,
she said, come in.
Teica, nāc iekšā.
But when I got inside, I found 15 people sitting.
Un kad es ienācu iekšā, es atklāju, ka tur 15 cilvēki.
So she said, I says, I'm sorry, I came at the wrong time. I see you have a meeting. I'll come another time.
Viņa teica, es atvainojos, es laikam es nelaikā. Es redzu, ka tev cilvēki sanāk, kurš es atnāšu citu reizīti.
But then the lady said,
bet tad šī kundze teica,
this lady said to her,
viņa teica,
no,
nē,
these people have also come to ask you questions.
Arī šie cilvēki ir atnākuši uzdot jautājumus.
The lady said, Pastor, I was so scared.
Viņa teica, es biju tik nobijusies.
But then she said, I remembered the promise of Jesus.
Bet tad es atcerējos Jēzus apsolījumu.
But when you accord before councils, do not worry what you will speak, for the Spirit will give you what to say.
Nebīsteties, kad jūs sauks arī valdības priekšā, jo Gars jums atgādinās, ko teikt.
So she said, I prayed.
Un es lūdzu, viņa teica.
I said, God help me.
Dievs palīdz man.
Now this is what she was telling me.
Un lūk, ko viņa man stāstīja.
She said, Pastor, the people began asking me questions.
Cilvēki sāka uzdot man jautājumus.
And then she says, I was very surprised at how the Spirit helped me.
Un es biju ļoti pārsteigta, kā Gars man palīdzēja.
She said, when they asked me a question,
kad viņi uzdeva man jautājumu,
there are times I didn't know, so I just said, okay, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, we'll read verse 27.
Un tad, teiksim, dosimies uz Mateja 10. Nodaļu 27. Pantu.
And she said, when we read that text, it was the answer to the question.
Un kad mēs izlasījām šo rakstu, izrādās tā bija atbilde uz jautājumu.
She says, God began showing me verses which I didn't even know.
Un Dievs man sāka rādīt tos pantus, pa kuriem es pat nezināju.
She said, at the end of this,
beigās,
all of them said, yeah, thank you for answering our questions.
Paldies, ka tu atbildēji uz mūsu jautājumiem.
She says, Pastor, I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit as God promised.
Mācītāji, viņa teica, es piedzīvoju šo svētā gara spēku, ko Dievs ir apsolījis.
Remember what we learned earlier on.
Atcerieties, ko mēs iepriekš mācījām.
You are never alone.
Tu nekad neesi viens.
The Holy Spirit is with you.
Svētais Gars ir ar tevi.
Jesus is with you.
Jēzus ir ar tevi.
The angels of God are with you.
Dieva eņģeļi ir ar tevi.
You know, at the end of what these people did,
Tātad beigās, ko šie cilvēki darīja?
Remember, the government refused me to speak.
Tātad valdība atteica man runāt.
So I didn't speak.
Un tā līdz ar to es nerunāju.
But after one month,
bet pēc viena mēneša,
I got a letter from the conference president.
Es saņēmu vēstuli no konferences
prezidenta. This was the letter.
Lūk vēstuli.
He wrote to me.
Un viņš raksta.
My apologies for taking this long in getting in touch with you after having conducted such a wonderful sermonless crusade.
Es atvainojos, ka pagāja tik ilgs laiks, pirms varu tev rakstīt pēc tam, ka tu noturēji tik brīnišķīgu bezsvētrunu evaņģelizāciju.
A sermonless campaign. There was no sermon that I preached.
Tātad nebija neviens svētrunas, ko es slunāju.
So he said, thank you for conducting a sermonless campaign.
Tātad paldies, ka noturēji bezsvētrunu evaņģelizāciju.
Then he said, we are attempting to replicate what happened there. Because we have observed that after your evangelistic campaign, the church in Luansha is no longer the same.
Saka, mēs tagad mēģinām vēlreiz atkārtot to pašu, kas notika, jo mēs esam novērojuši, ka pēc šīs tavas evangelizācijas kampaņas draudze Luanšā vairāk nav tāda pati, kāda tā bija.
There is an increased sense of maturity.
Ir ievērojams briedums.
And personal involvement in soul winning among the members.
Un personīgi iesaistīšanās dvēseļu mantošanā.
After you left, more than 100 more souls were baptized.
Pēc tam, kad tu devies prom, vairāk kā 100 dvēseles ir kristītas.
I did not preach.
Es nesludināju.
But the members were witnessing for Jesus.
Bet draudz locekļi liecināja par Jēzu.
I tell you the truth.
Un es jums saku šeit patiesību.
If we as church members,
ja mēs kā draudz locekļi,
if we as pastors,
kā mācītāji,
would start training our church members to witness,
apmācīsim draudz locekļus liecināt,
the church will start growing in a way we do not know.
Ko mēs pat to neapzināmies.
Because if our church members approach their friends,
jo ja draudz locekļi nāk pie saviem draugiem,
they will not be slammed with a door.
Viņiem degunu priekšā neaizcirtīs durvis.
And when they give them lessons,
kad iespaidot viņiem Bībeles,
the Holy Spirit starts working with them.
Tad svētais gars sāk darboties.
Now, I know you already do these things.
Es zinu, ka jūs jau darat šīs lietas.
I'm just re-emphasizing them.
Es vēlreiz to uzsveru.
But the point I am making is,
bet tātu, ko es vēlos pateikt,
when we have when we call forth for a world revival,
kad mēs runājam un aicinām uz vispasaules atmodu,
the center of a revival is Christ.
Tad atmodas centrā ir Kristus.
When we are revived in Christ,
kad mēs esam atmodušies Kristus,
we will share the same burden that Jesus has to share the good news to others.
Tad mums būs tā, tas pats aicinājums, kāds ir Jēzum Kristum dalīties labajās vēstīs ar citiem.
And the best way to share the good news is not through the pastor.
Labākais veids ir nevis caur mācītāju.
It's through the entire church.
Bet caur visu draudzi.